sift through, and there are going to be differing opinions, but what we're focused on is, you know, we want to celebrate the diversity that exists in our state and the diversity that exists in the NBA, and make sure that people understand that, you know, we know what's going on, and we don't agree with the law itself. But this isn't a huge political stand as much as it is just a celebration of diversity.
But it is, you guys are proactive in this.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, here's where we're supporting.
Right, right. And we just felt it was important because we're in the public eye and because this has become a national issue that, you know, we have a huge Latino population here, and there's a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion on both sides. And, you know, we just wanted to make sure we kind of made our little say, and that is that, you know, we celebrate the 43 different countries that are celebrated by NBA players. We celebrate the diversity that exists in our state, in our country, and we hope that, you know, at least people will stop and think about the bill and what it means to them, and give it some thought. And that's kind of our role, because we are in the public eye, and I think it's important. It's everybody's job to kind of push it along and push the discussion further. And this is just our way of contributing.
Sheriff Joe,
you said that. I didn't. As Robert's thought, you know, we talked about it last week. We're coming back from Portland when the issue really became a national topic, and so we started talking about it internally, and we talked to the league, called the league, and had to get approval, and they were all for it. And you know, the Spurs actually wanted to get involved as well. They don't have black jerseys that say Los Spurs; they only had the white, so they're going to wear the black tomorrow. But they wanted to get involved as well. And you know, and the tricky thing is, I mean, there's two sides to the issue, and really, there's a lot of gray areas, and there's going to be differing opinions on both sides. And we're not trying to, you know, make a huge stand on one side. We're just saying that the law, the way it's written, we don't really agree with. There's especially as it relates to human rights issues, and what we're trying to do is just show our fans here in Arizona and show the nation that, you know, we're concerned about it, and we're also celebrating Cinco de Mayo. It's the perfect time to do it, and we're celebrating the diversity that exists in our state, in our country, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Which discussion was there about it, Steve, to take a stand and do what you're doing
tomorrow? There was a lot of discussion, you know, with the management in the last couple of days, and we didn't want this to be a distraction, so we talked to the players, and we left the call up to them. If they didn't want to do this, then we would not have done it. But they feel very strongly about it as well. Again, you know, one of the themes here is, you know, we've got players from Brazil and Canada and Slovenia, and there's players from all over the world in the NBA. And one of the great things about our country is the melting pot that exists, and the human rights, and the chance for everybody to coexist and to succeed and to live a, you know, productive life, and so this is just kind of our way of celebrating that more than anything.
Was this an DJS consultant?
Sorry. Oh, DJS, you're on an initial. Yeah, you have to consult the NBA on everything uniform related for sure, but we talked to the league about it.
Steve, Pops had to go against Avery, Danny, and Mike up in Cleveland. Now we got Spurs West again with you and Alvin. ties to Pop.
Yeah.
Does that give you any sort of insight?
Zero. You know, we know what the Spurs are going to do. They know what we're going to do. Most adjustments in the playoffs are emotional.